the last adult in the playground is gone, and there's no telling where Donald's going to throw his toys. Jim Mattis, when he came into the office in 2017, was one of a group of generals, because Trump had this admiration for military men. And the idea was they could sort of keep control of a president who was not very well informed and who might be very erratic and unpredictable. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, dismissed by Trump early this year. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is going at the end of this month. And now Mattis is gone. The catalyst for this was Syria. Not the idea that the United States should review its intervention in Syria after almost 8 years of conflict, but that Trump did this so unpredictably and almost whimsically against all the advice from his military and civilian advisors, which is to just say, that's it. All 2,000 American personnel are coming home, with no regard for the consequences of what that move will involve. And it was just a catalyst, because there were other issues that concerned Mattis. There's a concern amongst Mattis and others that Trump might suddenly draw down the American presence in Afghanistan, with no regard for what might happen in that country after 17 years of American intervention since 9/11.
This unilateral approach that Trump is taking, how will it affect the U.S.'s allies?
The framing of this as being Islamic State first, including through Trump's own tweets, which declared falsely that they have been defeated completely in Syria, France and the U.K., both involved in the U.S.-led coalition, responded that if Islamic State has not been defeated, that it still has small areas in Syria, but more importantly, it could resurge, as it did in Iraq, most notably in 2014 with that offensive that swept through the country. But I think even that attention to the Islamic State doesn't capture what is happening here in terms of consequences. The immediate one is that the U.S. has swung to be behind Syria's Kurds, who control about one-third of the country, and those Kurdish allies are now caught between the Assad regime, backed by Russia, which will try to regain territory, and I think even Turkey, which has said in recent days through President Erdogan, we will launch offensives against these, quote, terrorists near our border. In other words, they're going to overrun Kurdish areas. Now that the United States is walking away, that frees up Turkey to take that type of action, which could lead to more refugees, more displaced, more destruction. Any sudden move over Syria, because it is not a single conflict, it is a multiple conflicts in a fragmented country, can have consequences that you just cannot, well, you can anticipate it. And a lot of people did anticipate the consequences, but Trump just didn't listen to them.
Paris says it will continue, but can it go it alone without the U.S.?
France and the U.K. are now effectively stranded, because while France and the U.K., although they won't admit this publicly, do have some special forces inside the country, it's a far smaller presence than the 2,000 American personnel. And most importantly, the U.K. and France just don't have the air capabilities that the Americans have in terms of anti-Islamic State operations, and also as a deterrent to Turkey and a deterrent to the Assad regime. They now have no place to go in terms of their own policies. But there's also a wider consequence for France here, and that is because if you can't count on the Americans over the Middle East, and given that Donald Trump is more prone to embrace Vladimir Putin than to stand up to him, can you really count on the American military if things get hot in Eastern Europe, with pressure not only in Ukraine, but possibly on the Baltic states? And can you really count on American support while Russia is carrying out not only military operations, but also very aggressive political and propaganda operations to try to split up NATO? I think the difference here in this context where Jim Mattis is talking about the problem of a challenge to strategic interest, both in terms of where America sits versus its foes and versus its allies, I think the challenge is that unlike a Ronald Reagan, who could cause real issues for France in terms of his position in the 1980s, but unlike, for example, the end of the Cold War, we had a great deal of uncertainty as where we went next, Donald Trump's an idiot. And those aren't my words. Those are the words of his former advisors, his generals like H.R. McMaster and John Kelly, even if Jim Mattis wouldn't say that publicly. And when you have an idiot in charge, where do you go next? If you're a France, if you're a UK, or if you're involved in the Middle Eastern theater over Syria or in Asia over Afghanistan, where do you go next?